Wow. He's really got something on. His head and hair were white like wool. Get a picture of this. As white as snow. Somebody says, you sure are getting gray-headed and white-headed. I says, praise God, I'm being transformed into the image of Christ. I can't think of a better thing to do than to become like our Savior. But that's what he said the goal is on this earth. We are to be conformed into the image of Christ, not the world. But he had white hair. It's like wool, white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. I can only imagine. His feet were like fine brass. They were just shining, as if refined in a furnace. And his voice as the voice of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. Think about that. This is the word of God that was coming out of his mouth. And his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. When you look upon Jesus, it will be like thousands of suns. His brightness, the brilliance of his brightness, will be beyond anything you have ever dreamed of. And when I saw him, this is what we will do. John says, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. I have the keys of Hades and of death. He has the keys to everything. I mean, he has defeated the forces of darkness, and the keys of the kingdom has been given to Jesus. And Jesus says, behold, it gives me great pleasure to give to my children the keys of the kingdom. So as he's given us the keys of the kingdom, wow. I think about how awesome this mighty God is. He's so much more awesome than we can even begin to conceive. But I look forward with great anticipation to the day when I can see the King, my King, your King. If he's not your King, you need to make him your King. It's so simple. He came to this earth 2,000 years ago to die on a cross for you, to go to hell for you, to rise from the dead for you. But he's a faith God. If you don't believe him by faith, you won't ever get saved. If you don't believe him by faith, by his word, and from his word for your salvation, you won't ever get saved. But if you'll believe him for salvation, you'll believe him for healing, you'll believe him for prosperity, you'll believe him for everything, everything will be yours if you will be an obedient Christian and serve him. Now then, let's get started in the scripture about what the scripture actually has to say about these rewards of Christ. It is referred to in 2 Corinthians 5:10 as the judgment seat of Christ. I want you to think about this. 2 Corinthians 5:10. For we must all appear. Now this is talking about the Christians. This is not talking about the world. The world, the lost people, will not appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Only the Christians. Now, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. If you're a Christian and you've done anything you've not repented for and put under the blood of Jesus, you need to get busy. You need to make sure that no sin, nothing that you've ever done, is not covered under the blood. Make sure that it is. Now, when you come to Christ, when you get saved, everything you've ever done is automatically washed away at your salvation experience. Christ washes you, cleanses you. He delivers you from the kingdom of darkness and translates you into the kingdom of his dear Son, into the kingdom of light. And he forgives you and washes you and puts on a salvation garment, a white, clean salvation garment, cleans you up and makes you one of his children. Now then, You're supposed to serve him, walk holy before him. If you make a mistake, which we're not supposed to, but all of us do, unfortunately, when we make a mistake, we immediately come to Christ and ask him to forgive us. We don't do things intentionally. We mess up every once in a while, but we shouldn't. That should not be our goal. Our goal should be to read the word, walk holy and obedient to God's word. And when we do, we're building our treasures in heaven, and we're building treasures on earth. As we build our rewards, our treasures, we will receive many of these in the form of blessings while we're here on this earth. You'll receive health, prosperity. God says in his word that if you will be obedient and serve me and do everything I say, anything you put your hands to, I will make it prosper for you. So he wants to bless us with health and all of our needs to be met. But for this to happen, you have to be an obedient child of God. Now then, he says there that we're going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ in 2 Corinthians 5:10. All of us that are Christians, not the lost people. The lost people won't be judged until the end of the age. And then they will be resurrected and they will be judged and cast into the lake of fire. You do not want to be one of those. You do not want to go to hell. Some people say, I don't believe there's a hell. It makes no difference whether you believe there's one or not. There is one. God's word says there is, and so there is. This book, I've come to realize, is very true to the letter. And everybody will be judged according to this book. Now, because Christ has paid the price for our sins, the Christians, the issue at the judgment seat is not punishment, but to give us rewards. To receive rewards or not is the issue at the judgment for all Christians. How we serve God in heaven is being determined by how we live our life here on earth right now. All who put their faith in Jesus, all who put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ will be in heaven if you put your faith in him and walk in obedience to his word. Now then, you want to make sure that after you become a Christian, that you read the word, that you go to church, that you tithe, that you study the word of God to show yourself approved unto God, so that you will get some of these rewards, so you can be assured of your salvation. You don't want to turn your back on God. It's very, very dangerous. It can bring sickness and disease upon you, and it could even bring forth something that you wouldn't like. You might be surprised, and you might not get to go to heaven. You might not have become a real, true, born-again Christian. So when you do become a born-again Christian, you want to get in there and do something really, really good and work hard and diligent for the Lord. Because all who put their faith in Jesus Christ will be in heaven if you put your faith in him and you obey him. He says in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9, that he is the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. That's kind of scary. He is the author of eternal salvation to those that obey. Well, what if you don't obey? Well, then you might lose your salvation. You don't want to go there at all. To be assured that you're going to be in heaven, you're going to have to be an obedient Christian. You're going to have to do what the King says. Then you will receive these great rewards. Some will receive no rewards that are Christians. Now, isn't that going to be a shame? Some will receive no rewards at all, and some will receive many rewards. Some will enter into the joy of the Lord, and some will not. I want to go to a scripture in Matthew chapter 25, and I want to show you what I'm talking about here. In Matthew 25:14, the Word of God makes this statement. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country. Now, the kingdom of heaven, where is the kingdom of heaven? Well, the Word of God says it's in you and I. On this earth today, if you're a born-again Christian, you are the kingdom of heaven. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Now then, if he delivered unto them his goods, and he gave unto one of them, he gave 5 talents. And to another, 2 talents. And to another, 1 talent. Now that's the way the Lord is with us. Everybody is not equal. You will see some people that are made different than others. So everybody on the earth is not endowed with the exact same gifts. One person will have one thing and another will have something else and another something else. Because he said here, he gave one of them 5 talents, 1 2, and another 1. But to every man according to his several ability. And he says, and straightway after he'd done this, he took this journey. Now, this journey we're talking about here is when Christ came to the earth, and then he left here, and he went back to heaven. Now then it says, then he that had received the 5 talents, he took it and traded with the same. And he made another 5 talents. In other words, he'd done something with what God had given him. God had given him 5 talents. And he went immediately and began to trade and work and do things with those talents. And he made 5 more. And it says, and likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained another 2. But he that had received 1 went and dug in the earth, and he hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh, and he reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, you delivered unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. Look what his Lord said to him. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then, as each one of these men, as we see here in these verses, continued to be delivered to the Lord and continued to do things, each one of them that had done something with this money or with these talents, they were given a reward. You will be given one too if you'll do what he says.
These teachings can be yours free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106 or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. Remember, they're free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.